In 1942, the goal of the Soil Conservation Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture was to help our county's farmers retain maximum sustainable agricultural productivity to aid the war effort. This federal program was to be adopted by local county services to avoid the appearance of Big Brother in agricultural communities. In New York State, Schoharie was the first county to ask for Soil Conservation Service assistance, and Cora Utter was sent to Schoharie's fledgling Soil and Water Conservation District. Now, on the 70th anniversary of this pioneer program, Brenda Weaver discusses those early days with Cora, covering the County Board of Supervisors who initiated this successful test, the early personnel who carried the word throughout the area farmers who adopted the new program to the benefit of their own farms and county, and the techniques that so improved agriculture in the mid-20th century. This presentation is copyright by Cora Utter and is provided free for nonprofit and personal use. Please credit both Cora Utter and the Soil and Water Conservation District of Schoharie County should you listen to this program, and please email Northern Catskills History about any use that you have made of this program so that we can keep Cora and the Soil and Water Conservation District up to date.
What was your name when you were first employed?
Cora Utter, U-T-T-E-R.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And when did you start?
It was probably in 1946, because that's when I moved up here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where'd you move up here from?
Long Island.
Long Island, okay.
Yeah. From a defense plant, by the way. It's very gyroscope.
Okay.
During the war, yeah.
Okay. And, what did you do when you were in on Long Island? You worked
when I worked here.
Yeah.
Clerical.
Clerk. Okay.
I mean, and it was a general. It was you picked up everything. You know,
okay.
You did this, you did that, and I learned so much. Well, just a conservationist was Sidney Buckley.
Okay.
And he was super. Absolutely. Without these early men that worked here, there would be no district.
Okay.
Because the farmers were not accepting it, you know.
Right.
Never. They were old-time farmers. We've done it this way. We've planted corn here for 20 years. We'll keep planting corn here for 20 years.
And they did and are.
That's the way it was.
And
they
I still
do
see
it,
that
don't
today.
They
I get
still
the same
do
thing.
It. I know it's your duty. But they finally enlisted enough influential ones that
okay.
could, you know, help too. But even those, well, I don't know.
What was the department that you worked for? The name of the department.
Yeah.
What was it?
For us?
Yeah.
We were federal employees.
Oh, it's not county.
She was a federal employee, like Tom is.
Yeah.
And you worked for the Soil Conservation
Service?
Is that what it was called?
We worked for Soil Conservation Service. We were federal employees. We had to take the regular federal tests, all of us.
Uh-huh.
And we worked. They called us. They brought us in as federal employees to work for the district.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, districts were the avenue for federal employees to do work on public or on private
land.
That's
what it was.
Because it wasn't well received that federal employees were doing work with private landowners. The districts were basically brought in to facilitate that.
And it's still the same way for you, isn't it? Yeah.
For the most part.
Same thing,
yeah.
Yeah. And you had to take the federal test when they came along, and we got paid once a month.
Okay.
That was a big deal. But it was hard. But
what was your, well, how much did you earn?
Back then? Oh, gee. I don't know. It's probably in the record somewhere. I really can't. Mm. That's a long time ago. You know, it's bending my brains. It must have been fairly good, you know, for the time. Right. Because I was sent in here by, it would be like a job center, and they said, you have the qualifications, you want to try it. I said, well, I lived on a farm when I was a kid, but and I loved that. I said, I might like it, I'll try it. And that's what I did. And then after I was here for a while, I had to take the test for the, I think it was a GS 4 or 5, something like that. Then, yeah.
Okay.
But I was so fortunate in working with such wonderful people that their heart and soul was in soil conservation.
Mm-hmm.
They could see into the future, mm-hmm. that if they didn't push this and didn't get it going in this county, there would be no farms left for the younger generations. Mm-hmm. And they were really, really good. And Mr. Buckley was a special, he was an agronomist. And then they had one aide there that was Angelo Zeno. He was a forester and had come in from California, worked for Weyerhaeuser out there. That's one of the biggest lumber companies in the United States, and he worked for them. So that was very, but a special prize was Don Flora, who later became the state soil scientist. From here, he was
Don Flora,
F-L-O-R-A.
Okay.
He was a younger man, like you, and he walked this entire county mapping. So somewhere here there must be soil maps,
mm-hmm.
aren't there?
Yeah.
And those were Don's, and he went all over.
That was Schoharie County, I believe, was one of the earliest.
Yep, we were the first soil conservation district here. Yep. We tried to play up on, we're the first for the first, but nobody knew what we were the first of anyway, so it's different to me.
Does this look familiar?
Yeah, they should be in there. Oh boy, they're old, aren't they? Oh man. Yeah. Don mapped those all by hand. You couldn't even imagine doing it now, that way. And
that's the whole state.
Yeah.
This is the county.
Yeah, and we had all those aerial maps too. The farmers liked those.
Right.
Yeah, and these were the.
This is like a topo map with the soils drawn onto.
Yep. Yep, it is. Yeah, that's what he did.
Yep.
All by hand. No, none of this fancy stuff now.
Right.
That they have
right.
now, you know.
Yep.
It sounds funny, but without them, as I say, it wouldn't have got over the ground. They
right.
would go out and visit farmers all times of the day and night, winter and summer. They were out in the field, always. And then we had, that was the three of them. And after a while, they brought in another aide. And he was from Long Island. His family owned a big truck and potato farm on Long Island. And he decided that the golden nematode was coming into Long Island and ruining the potato crops. And he decided he would like to do this. And he was great.
What was his name?
His name was Roger Z. Z-E-H. Yeah, Roger. And so there were the four of them. But he came a little later. And we had one other one. I think you get a kick out of this. He was a young boy. And I don't know why. He was from the heart of Brooklyn. And very funny. He was very strange. And he thought he would like to be a farmer, learn this, absolutely. He passed the test and everything, don't ask me how. He didn't last very long. And his family practiced kosher. And his mother would pack up a big, big army bag of food for him for every week. And he put a hook in the outside window in the building and hung his food out there on that hook. And Mr. Buckley used to say he's going to die from poisoning. Absolutely. I thought he'd get a kick out of that.
That's how he kept it cold. Was, that's how he kept it cold. That's how he kept it cold outside.
For the winter. But he didn't last any longer than the winter. Trust me. He was not a farmer. It was so funny with him. They had to explain him to the farmers.
Right.
They didn't know what they were talking about.
What was his name?
He was what?
What was his name?
I don't remember his name. He never made an impression. I'll be very honest. I don't remember his name. I wish I did because
but
it was
he was an
funny.
Aide that had come in.
And he had passed the test for the aide. All right, because he was smart, he just didn't know farmers,
right.
Know what to do with them. Yeah, but that was it. Was interesting. But now, Sid Buckley, everybody loved him. He was one of those people who was so special that if he talked to a farmer like you do, they'd listen. Mm-hmm. He would go out and he would go on the farm, go over every piece of the farm with them, day after day, and tell them, you got to take care of it, you got to strip crop, you've got to shift your crops around, you've got to do it or they won't be here. And a prime example at that time was a badly eroded mountainside over in back of Seward and Dualu. You know what I'm saying? But now they planted it with the trees and they restored it. You wouldn't know it was so bad. It was terrible. And they used to use it as a private sample. Uh-huh. But he would go out on that land all the time. And he was very, very special. Everybody liked him. And when they had their usual shakeup in the state office, you know, they sent him, it was before I left because a couple of more came in. They sent him over to Norwich to build up over there, mm-hmm. because that's what he did.
Right.
And as I say, he was trained agronomist, and his favorite thing was to tease the farmers that he knew. He would pick up weeds, you know, grass, all different things out in the field, and he'd lay a bunch on the table and say, okay, tell me what they are. And 9 times out of 10, the farmers did not know them. Mm-hmm. And that used to tickle him to death. You would have liked him. You couldn't help it. He was such a nice man. And he was the first true nutritionist in the world, I think. He ate nothing but black bread, never drank coffee or anything. He just was just a nice human being. And as I say, they loved him, and they would do what he asked them to do. And he knew what he was doing. His only problem was he didn't like to do the reports. And they would come in from the state office, and the assistant state conservationist would come in here and he'd say, well, Buck, I hope you got all your ducks in a row now. And he'd sit there and look at him, he wouldn't have any of them done. So after I was
well,
there
that's changed.
It hasn't changed. What are all your ducks in a row?
It's all about counting the numbers.
Yeah. It's really something. So we discovered that if he gave me the information, I could make up these reports.
Let's define make up.
Well, that's changed.
I mean, why not? He had them. He had it all on paper. He just wouldn't do the reports. And he was always in trouble for it. So, okay, so very quietly we shifted over. I did the reports. I had the time. I loved doing them anyway. And he would check them all over and sign them. They never knew the difference. What difference did it make? They had the reports. What
back in that early time, do you remember any farmers that he worked with that were he was really close with? And
to work with? Oh, yeah. The senior from Wagonens up in Lawyersville.
Okay.
That would be Jared the first and second up there. They were a big farm family. They owned half of Lawyersville. Will Aker, who was the superintendent of schools here, but also had a big farm. He worked with all the ones down in the valley. At least they were up and coming farmers down there, and they would listen. Max Shaw was one. You had to get the good ones to bring the other ones in, because the other ones were dyed-in-the-wool dirt farmers. I did it this way for years, my father did it this way, I'm going to do it this way. And he'd say, you can't do it that way,
right.
You know? And then our aide there, both Roger and Ange, were exceptional people and they liked people and thoroughly believed in what they were doing here was the right thing. They could see into the future and know that if they didn't do it, we wouldn't have the farms. Yeah, but they was, that's why I say include them in it somewhere.
Right.
Because it was, they were so great.
And
so great.
What, all right, so what were their names?
Angelo Zeno, Z-I-E-N-O.
Okay.
And when he left here, he got married here, mm-hmm. and had a little girl and everything, and they moved to Rome where he opened up his own business nursery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then who was the other?
Don Flora, he was the soil scientist.
Okay.
And he went on to be the state soil scientist, and not out of the state office. He was really good.
The state office was still in Syracuse then?
Pardon me?
And the state office was in Syracuse
then,
too?
Yes, Syracuse, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, as I say, Mr. Buckley went on to build up over in Norwich.
So when did you stop working here?
I worked here about 13 years, 12, 13 years, until they had a shake-up, and I could have gone, because I had seniority, you know, in my job,
right.
I could have gone to any office, but my roots were here. My family was here, school, so forth, and I couldn't pick up and go. So I didn't, you know, I just had to resign.
Right.
Which broke my heart because I loved the job. I really liked it.
That was about 59, 60.
Pardon me?
About 59 or 60.
Yeah, I would
left.
Say so. Yeah, I would say so. It was about that time, yeah. And for a while, not right after that, but later on, I went to work for ASCS.
Right.
But it wasn't the same feeling that I had for soil conservation. You know, it just wasn't. It was good. They were nice people and everything.
Oh,
did I drop it?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I just didn't want you to lose it.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
All right.
I didn't even know it.
It's okay.
But,
So you worked for ASCS
after that, yeah. After that, I worked for with Joyce.
Yeah.
Does she still work there?
So you know Joyce Bailey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she still
there?
No,
she retired.
Did
probably.
She really?
7, 8 years ago? Joyce here when you started?
No.
No. So I'm thinking 7 or 8 years ago she retired.
Because they had an anniversary party for her. That was the last time I've seen her, in fact, this anniversary party. And she wouldn't go to it.
No.
She locked the door.
Yep.
And I said, I came down here to go to your party. Well, come in. She locked the door, let me in the office, locked the door, and she wouldn't go.
Yeah.
No, she Typical started
choice.
A party where she wanted
yeah.
it. Would you?
She right. would not party. Trust me, she would no, no, no. She was very good at her job. And you know, the people, I don't know, I told you before, when I first came to work here, we had one little bitty office, maybe a little bit bigger than this room, up on Main Street. You had to go up rickety old stairs into the Jones Building near Newberry's there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we had for an office. And it was ramshackle, I'll tell you. And then finally, they built the building before this for the Ag Building.
Right.
And they never, for some reason, the last thing they put in was the regular flooring. So we worked with it, drafts and everything coming up through the subfloor for years. With cracks in the floor, you drop something, you wait until night and went down and picked up everything you dropped. It was true. And we often had to go up in the village to use the bathrooms because the water didn't work down here.
Oh my goodness.
So we went through a lot. Believe me, we did. This is beautiful. I mean, oh, I could just see those men now. They would be thrilled to death.
Pickled pink, huh?
Yeah, they would be thrilled to death with it. But they were so hard to convince people. You know, with small articles in the paper and everything. It was just, without them, it wouldn't have gone off the ground. It just wouldn't have. I've often thought of that with them. They were so, they were just right into it.
Did all of them do the articles?
Pardon me?
Did all three of the men do the articles?
Uh-huh.
Or has anybody ever collected those articles?
Yeah. You can, somewhere you've got to have records, you know, of some of these people, maybe even some photographs.
Well,
you know?
I have photographs, and the records would be kept, like, at the state office or the...
They're out of here,
the
archives.
In archives, I would think. But I do have some photographs, and in a little bit. We'll
go, nice
we'll
if
have
you
look
them,
at some
because
of them.
Because there's got to be some of them
right.
left.
Yeah.
They're so old farmers.
What would also be interesting, too, is to show some of the old tech references that
yeah.
we still have.
Right.
I mean, we actually have some references on how to
yeah.
split wood with dynamite. And how to, you know, dig ditches.
Mm.
I mean, this is some old technical
right.
stuff that we have in the files, and most
yeah.
of the stuff over there is from the 40s.
Right.
Because that's when a lot of it started coming out.
Right.
And we still have that, but a lot of the other information we really don't have on file.
Because
here.
Their knowledge was, you know, they were very well-educated men, all of them that came in here.
Right.
And after Mr. Buckley left, we had a man from Schenectady. He didn't exactly get along with the farmers too good. He was good. He was knowledgeable, but he wasn't a people person. And he had been in the Navy for several years during the war.
Okay.
And he was Navy trained, but he wasn't. He didn't have the same feeling with the farmers as they did.
Mm.
And then after him, they had they brought in George. I don't remember his last name. He was the first black.
George Sisko.
George Sisko.
Since then, yeah.
George Sisko.
Sisko?
That was it. It's hard for me to remember names
right.
over all these years.
Who was the one from the Navy?
His name was Red. Burl. He lived in Schenectady. I can't remember his last name. It's in the records somewhere, I'm sure. Earl something. Yeah.
Actually, George is still around.
George
just retired.
Is George still
yeah.
around?
Yeah. He just he retired about four or five
Duncan.
Years ago.
Yeah.
So he might be another one to
right.
talk to.
Yeah.
He may be able to talk, you know, kind of pick up where you left
yeah.
off.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they
had it quite a hard time. This is a very prejudiced area. And they went to every one of our cooperators and discussed it with them before they would let him come in. Because he was black.
This was the farmers that Buckley,
farmers
for instance, had cultivated.
Yep, that were already
okay.
signed up, and they said, now, this is the way it is. He's available. His education is perfect. He knows what he's doing. He was a very nice man. And besides that, he used to drive an orange Corvette. I'll have you know. But George was good. They accepted him finally. But it took some doing. It did.
Yeah.
It's it. They just didn't want to trust him, and I don't know why
myself.
Not.
Sorry about
nice
that.
To meet you.
I may come back in because I'd like to hear more that you have to say, and I have to meet with someone right now. And
good.
Okay.
But I hope that I can help you some.
Oh, you're doing just great.
Because I thought so much of these people, and I realized. Over the years, what they had accomplished in an area that's very difficult, because I don't know who first thought up the Soil Conservation District here. It must have been some knowledgeable people. We had a lot of help from Russ Selkirk, who was the supervisor then. During some of those years.
Of the county.
From the county, into the state. He was supervisor in the state. We had a lot of help from Roger Barber, who later became Secretary of Agriculture.
Is he the barber of the gardens?
Barber, that's that big farm
right.
down on the flats. And of course, what they did have too was the fact that the whole of Schoharie Valley was known as the breadbasket of the Revolution. You've
right.
probably heard that.
Right.
They grew most of the grain for the army down there. Because that is some of the best soil in the state down through that Honeyway area. Yeah?
Yeah.
And that was good to grow on. Well, after a while, things got, when they started to pick up and you had to do this and this and this and this, it was a little hard to keep up with constructing things. So they would contact different people that had bulldozers and so forth to make the farm ponds. They would go out and lay them out. Be right there when they were being built and so on.
Right.
And so we then, the district, it's the only one thing that I remember that they hired somebody. They hired a district manager.
Okay.
And that was Willard Mann. And Willard was in the old school. I think you're going to enjoy this too. He rattled skeletons. When he went out to see somebody and they didn't want to join, he knew every bad thing about him, and he would rattle skeletons in the closet and say, you know, and he'd come back in and he'd say, well, I paid. He was a corker. But he was good at what he did. And he went around to these farmers that we didn't have and that were coming new ones to the county. And he would enlist them and write them up and everything. Mm-hmm. And then he'd bring them in the office and we'd make it formal and write it up the way it was supposed to be with their folders. And but that he was the one that they... The only one I remember.
He was the first
district
manager.
Yeah, first district manager.
Do you know if he's still alive?
I don't know if he is. He's got a son, though, that probably is still on the farm down in Fulham.
Okay.
You know, I think a lot of these, the sons now have these farms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like Elton Makeley down here, the real estate dealer.
Right.
His father used to own the farms from Summit all the way to the county line.
Okay.
He wasn't the best farmer in the world,
right,
but he cooperated. Wherever he finished with a tractor in the winter, there it sat all winter. I mean, typical, all over the place. But he owned all of that valley down there, Makeley.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped. We had some farmers. Let's see, Del Roman would have been on the board, and he was a syrup producer.
Okay.
I remember him because he was so nice. And then we had Sam Lape was chairman of the board at one time. He was more a hindrance than he was a help, truly.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds funny, but it's true. But he had a lot of influence, you know, and that helped bring
right.
a lot of
right.
you
what
know, older farmers in.
Lape.
Sam Lape. Samuel Lape.
L-A-P-E.
L-A-P-E.
Oh, like the road in Esperance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lape, yeah. And of course, up there in Lawyersville, it was the wagons. And
right.
of course, their farmers were split up over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And Nellie Gordon, a lot of Lawyersville came in good. And then, along about that time, along about quite a few years, they decided that we had handles connecting to Albany County that were just being formed in here. And by that time, we were on the subflooring down this
right.
old building here.
Right.
And we still had the man from the state office. We got all your ducks in a row, so one time we said, we're going to fix him. So over the weeks, we'd draw little ducks and pass them together, little ducks pass them together. When he came in, he said, ha-ha, you got all your ducks in a row. Well, you had to have some fun sometimes.
That's right. That's
and this same man, the water has always been terrible. And he went to get a glass of water, he came back and he said, my God, what do you use for a chaser? Never forgot that.
Did you do any work in the south of the county? Down Gilboa, Conesville,
yes,
Blenheim?
Yes. Yep, we did. We had the big farmers down there.
Who would that have been at that point?
Oh, let's see. There's Wyckoff's down there.
Right.
And
who was that, Eimer?
You know, a lot of them are gone now.
Right.
The small farms are gone.
Right.
But like through the Schoharie Valley, we had the big ones that counted, that helped bring in the smaller ones.
Right.
You know, and that Max Shaw was a sharp farmer. He was really
right.
good. And, but, you know, Max, in the end... he knew he needed a part for the tractor that he had and didn't get it, and it took off on him, and he killed him for the want of a small part that didn't cost probably a dollar.
Mm.
And that was too bad, you know, because he was smart. And he took all advantage of all the set-asides. You know, they set aside through ASCS,
right.
corn set-aside and so forth. And he owned and rented land from the south part of the county, all the way up through to Esperance, through the valley. You know, he'd rent the land and then put it into set-aside or whatever. But he would improve it.
Uh-huh.
He would improve it, yeah. That was good with him. And then Roger, of course, always just put a good farmer down there,
mm-hmm.
and his family still goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, let's see if I can think of any other ones. If you had any of the maps, I
would read. I have actually the original listing of cooperators.
Yeah. Yeah,
the very first cooperators.
Yeah.
Probably in the same binder you used to use, right?
Yeah.
Does that look familiar?
We could. Oh, good. And then when I think now of all the nice things you've got to use here, that would make the job easier for somebody. Yeah.
Our number one here was Avery Hinman.
Hinman?
Right. Hinman,
from Gilboa.
In Gilboa, huh. Yeah. I can't see the words, so you'll have to tell me.
The Hinman family is a good name still.
Yeah.
Says there was 617 acres in the farm.
In Treadwell.
Treadwell.
In Jefferson.
Yeah.
Luzi in Gilboa.
Townsend, yeah.
In Schermerhorn.
Schermerhorn, yeah. Yeah. These were all kept for.
William
is this
Weaver,
any relations?
Not to me, no.
No. Well, Joyce's family used to own that where Browns Mountain is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
They took that to build a dam up there. A lot of these, yeah. I'm not saying they're still farmers. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But is it great you've got this?
Miss Gerns and Seward.
Yep. They're probably all gone, too. Well, Seward and Dorlew were kind of off the beaten path, you
right,
know?
Right.
But that was where the erosion was so bad, was over in there. Yep. And lots of times they would invite me out to watch them when they start a pond or something,
mm-hmm.
so I could write it up.
Right.
That was fun.
What does the lines through mean? They dropped out of the program at some point?
Well, they've been canceled. Meaning they probably have died.
Yeah, probably either died or dropped out
or
sold the farm.
Or sold the farm and it would be in somebody else's name.
You have some addresses here in Stamford.
Right.
Do you go down into Delaware County or would these people on this side of the river still?
Here's the town. So this would have been their mailing address.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be mailing address, you're right.
This is their actual town.
Yeah.
Right.
And it had to be within the town.
Right.
You know,
within
the county.
Within
yeah.
the county.
But
yeah.
then, of course, when we went into Albany and Schenectady to help them, we went over into the county to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And these even have the dates, 1941, as to when the plans were done.
Yeah. Well, these should be a big help to you. You know, if you could just run a few of these farmers that, you know, are still going.
Right.
Still going. Not many of them will be, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put it in that way.
And up our way, we had old Jerry Bellinger. He was a hot-headed farmer. And he'd go to every meeting there was in the county to
mm-hmm.
Push his thoughts. He was good, though. He was up in town of Seward.
Here, it doesn't have a town.
Who is this?
For Matthijs Brothers, Gorge.
Yep. Matthijs.
Are they the ones who are actually up in Blenheim now?
Yep. Probably
okay.
are, yep. There was there's a big Matthijs family up in there. Yeah. I mean, and they didn't try to drag in people just to get them.
Right.
They wanted them to work the farm. Put in. They would plan the whole farm out for the strips,
mm-hmm.
the drain. Most of them knew what a drain tile was.
Right.
They had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, they were old time farmers. That's what they were. Yeah.
You're up to 1,100 farmers on this register.
Uh huh.
That's one beaucoup of names. A lot of names.
Yes,
there's
it
even
is.
More.
Yeah, it is.
It's just the format just changed.
Uh-huh. Do they still keep this?
We don't anymore, no.
Yeah, you don't need it. Well, you've got them in the computer.
Everything's in computers
now.
Yep. But,
yeah. And then you had people coming in that would help that weren't even farmers,
mm-hmm.
you know. And some of the newspaper people would help a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Just by putting the information out.
Yeah, that's right. They would help. So, yeah, that's really neat to see those years ago. Yeah.
Whose handwriting?
I have no clue. If it's nice, it's not mine.
These are 41, so she started in 46.
Yeah, I started more in 46, not way back then.
So,
because there they were really struggling when they first started here. Yeah.
Here's 48,
49s. Yeah, it could be some line. Yeah, I remember the forms.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, that's great. I love to see that.
Yeah.
Here a while ago, we had he probably comes in here to check your soil maps. John Elkin. Does that ring a bell, Wayne?
Not with me, but maybe Tom might recognize it.
Well, he comes in, he works with the Amish a lot.
Oh, okay.
And the Amish farmers do not like to be crowded. Like, mm-hmm. if they have four sons, each one of the four sons is supposed to have their own section of land.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when as they grow older, of course, they have to move and so forth, so they decided to move into this area at Otsego County. And I was with him one day when we went over to Cooperstown, and he stopped at soil conservation over there, and their soil maps are in color.
Mm-hmm.
Are in color on the computers. I thought that was the greatest thing. And he was thrilled to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got soil maps for these farmers and showed them to him, and then brought them up here from Pennsylvania because they were too crowded down there. And he was in the process of helping these farmers get started.
Right.
And he wasn't even a farmer. He was a banker.
Our current soil survey is still in black and white, but it's available now online.
Is it?
So people can, anybody can look it up online.
Uh-huh.
So there really isn't a use for those books.
Yeah.
In fact,
no, there wouldn't be.
But right.
You've got it all.
But
you know?
We still have very few of the 1969 books
uh-huh.
left.
They'd be worth having in your library,
right.
You know,
yeah,
to
have them
for people
mm-hmm.
to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's great.
And
those soil maps that Don did,
right.
they should be priceless, really.
There's a copy of the soil map a better copy of the soil map
mm-hmm.
is in the archives at the Old Storm Fort.
Uh-huh.
They have. We know that there was one of those that exists.
Because this was all by hand and hand auger,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything. And they were so serious about this. I mean, he'd come back and they would discuss it, the whole, wherever he was that day. And he would show them. And now you go here and you can do it here and you can do this here. And they would use those faithfully, those hand-drawn soil maps, to do the planning of the farm. So they were really... They were great people. They
mm-hmm.
really were. And they deserve all the credit they can get.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many of them are still alive.
Right.
Of course, Mr. Buckley is.
We'll try and find some
mm-hmm.
of those. We'll try and find
yeah,
them.
Yeah, if you could find somebody.
Yes.
Well, George
Sisko. Come back. George
yeah.
Sisko, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be easy enough to get on.
Just take him for a sec. He goes out to a farm.
Yeah.
And he would advise the farmer to plant wheat here and oats there or whatever.
Yes.
They would also make available the possibility of putting in farm ponds or fire ponds.
Right, right.
What else did they do?
They did tile drainage, you know, through the farm where they really needed it.
Okay.
With the holes in the tile, you know.
Right.
And they would go out there and lay this all out for them.
Okay, I want this. Can I get it from, would the government pay for it?
Some of it now they probably do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did they then?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, they didn't pay for the whole thing. Never.
Oh, no.
No. But they did, what we did, we had private contractors, not with us, but they would send the private contractors in, and they would, the farmers would pay the contractors. But now, after we had Willard, they might have paid him as district manager. I don't remember that.
Okay.
Because I never handled any money for them.
Right.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that wasn't my job description,
right,
you know.
Right.
But everything finally melded together. And the other agencies in this building were very close. And they would help
mm-hmm.
one after the other, you know, different things. And we had one, I can't remember the name of it, because I could have gone to work for them. It was where they loaned them money from the agency.
I think it's now called Rural Development.
It could be,
but
yeah.
It may have been called Farmers Home Administration.
That was it, Farmers Home Administration. That was it. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that man that was the head of that worked very close with our district. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and helped.
Would they do something in terms of fertilizing the soil, making the soil better?
Yes, yes. They would. Well, like as I say, Mr. Buckley was a fully trained agronomist, and he came, would you believe, from the CCC camp. He was a man at one of the supervisors over there in that we had a big 60s camp over in Gallipo.
Yeah.
Right.
That was at the end of the war, where they would bring the people into work. They have
right.
jobs. And he came from that. And Don Forer came from, he went to Union College. He was a graduate of Union. And Ange was, as I say, a forester.
Right.
So they were very well-trained people, mm-hmm. but they also had to have this feeling for soil conservation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the important part.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do any reforesting as well?
Yes, yes. They, well, you still do, don't you? The little trees?
Right, yes, we
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, yeah, we used to have the little trees come in, you know,
right.
and the farmers would come and they'd go out and help plant them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they mm-hmm. get some of the kids to come,
right.
And maybe the farmer paid them. I don't know who paid them, really,
right.
but they reforested. And then we had, of course, he was in another county with most of his land. Louis Dumond owned a big insurance agent here. And every place where you stood on his front porch was his. And he reforested that whole area.
Really?
And it was just over by Delhi, was mm-hmm. where his was.
Okay.
But it was through the districts. But he did that. And that was written up all over the way he reforested over there.
Mm.
So, yes, they did a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the farm ponds were great. You know, they it saved many a building, I'll tell you, for fire protection.
Right.
Yeah. And they were very careful about where they put them. It had to be the right soil. They wouldn't just put them in a hole in the ground, you know. Mm. And the aides would go out, and so would Mr. Buckley go out and lay it all out for them,
mm-hmm.
be all mapped out, and they would be there when they would dig it. Yeah.
Right.
They did that in the strip property, the same thing. They
yeah.
didn't just put strips in.
Right.
It had to be
they
right.
It had to be
yeah.
laid out correctly.
You know, you ride around the county now and you see these strips
see
and you say, good.
Yep.
I still say
yep.
it, you know. Yeah.
The farm ponds, did they water animals with them?
Yep.
As well?
Yep.
All right. Did they have the farmers put in a way to get the water out of the pond
mm-hmm.
for the okay?
Yeah,
so they
had sure that they could do that.
Right,
yeah,
so the animals didn't have
yep.
to go into
no,
the pond.
No,
right.
the animals didn't go into the pond
right.
usually. You know, it would be
right.
Sump pumps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would use.
They would pump
here,
the water
yeah.
out into a big trough.
Yeah,
okay.
It was very interesting to do it. Yeah.
I had a neighbor whose dairy cattle would go in and drink there.
Yeah.
And they got their udders
yeah.
damaged considerably because they had snapping turtles. And
oh.
the cows would go in up to their udders
yep.
in water
that
and
would
the
be
snapping turtle would come along.
Yep, yep. But they, and they helped, you know, and each agency would work with them. That was important to get those agencies
yeah.
to cooperate with soil conservation, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and they did it. Even to Home Bureau and all of those, we all worked together,
mm-hmm.
and it was fun. And they were
yeah.
nice people. And like Jean Williams came in as a home demonstration agent there, and she later went up to the college and became the president of the college assistant. And she was a great person. And you know, all of them worked so well together. That was important.
And it was called the Home.
Hmm?
What was that agency called? The Home.
It was Old Home Bureau.
Okay.
I don't know what they call it now. Home Demonstration or whatever. It changed. Yeah. And she was the agent for that.
And was that similar to Cooperative Extension is now?
No, Cooperative Extension is. There's Cooperative Extension.
So there was a Cooperative
yeah,
Extension
yep,
as
yep.
well?
Well, Farm Bureau. Would be Farm Bureau, wouldn't it? I think, yeah. We had the Farm Bureau building, so I assume it was Farm Bureau.
So Farm Bureau would have held the Home Bureau as well?
They were two separate agencies.
Two separate
yep,
agencies.
Was, yep, separate.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything was simple.
I remember my grandmother talking about Home Bureau and Home Demonstration.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I've never been able to figure out what it correlates to now. If that was, like, the Cooperative Extension
uh-huh.
that is now.
Yeah, it could have been,
it could have been,
yeah.
yeah.
But we had, the Home Bureau was, they would have demonstrations all through the year and, we made trays, metal trays, aluminum trays, all that stuff
right.
with home
right.
demonstration, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I remember my grandmother having, or copper.
Yep.
They worked with copper sometimes.
Yep, copper, aluminum, mm-hmm. all that stuff, yeah. It was fun. What could you do, though, in those days? We didn't have the stuff to do with.
Right. There was no television.
We didn't have any money, either.
And I remember my grandmother having a garbage basket mm-hmm. that was made out of rolled-up magazines.
Yep.
They had learned that in home demonstration,
Home bureau, yeah.
But you didn't, at that point, have a cooperative extension.
No, I don't think it would have been called that. It was called Farm Bureau.
Okay.
Farm Bureau, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and very active within the county. And all the agents were great people. Joe Pendergast was one that you might have down. He was really good. I remember some of these names, thank goodness, not very
right,
long good.
Right.
But I try.
I have some pictures of what I think may have been a home demonstration. I'll have to see if I can find them for you. But they're, and it's funny to laugh at, because there's these ladies all in their dresses.
Uh-huh.
And their hair all dyed up, all done up. And they're looking at soil in trays on tables.
Uh-huh.
And they're all, you know, like, amazed at the soil that they're looking
through.
Yeah,
yeah.
So apparently they were
performing vegetables and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, they came from very humble beginnings
mm-hmm.
for the Soil Conservation Service there, or
mm-hmm.
the district. Yeah.
At the risk of going beyond this topic, I'm doing an article on gender stereotyping.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find the women were more or less amenable to suggestions? And, were the women the ones who were looking at soils for growing potatoes?
They could have been for the gardens. Could have been for the gardens. Because most farmers didn't bother with the gardens, you know.
Okay.
The women did it outside the kitchen door. The women did it then. Yeah. But I think that the women had a great deal of influence on the farmer.
Right.
You know, maybe not money-wise, but with suggestions. And most of these women could have handled the farm by themselves. Yeah. It's true. They could.
Yeah.
Any of them could have formed if they wanted to. Yeah, so it was good. Of course, some of the women did take over from their husbands when they died.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Do you remember ones who did?
Mabel Parker was one woman that I couldn't remember. She was an invisible lady, but she took over the farm.
Where was it?
Mabel Parker. She was up toward Lawyersville,
okay.
Up on one of those roads up there. Yeah, and but there were quite a few of them that did take
mm-hmm.
over. Yeah, work right out in the field with them. We were helpful, I think.
were most of the the demonstrations
mm-hmm.
aimed at women or men or both equally?
No, that was women.
That was okay.
That was women. They'd meet at each other's homes, or they'd meet down here in the Ag Building when it wasn't as nice as this. They would love this. But they would have people that were experts in their field. We learned basket weaving.
Mm-hmm.
We learned a lot of painting, different things. They learned a lot of sewing. They have contests and everything, and cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very active.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't heard much about it lately, so
yeah,
I really don't know. You don't even have an agent, do you?
I don't think it exists, with the exception of maybe cooperative extension.
This was just a whole separate entity
mm-hmm.
going for the women. We didn't have anything else to do. So sort of work, of course, but...
Was there anything similar to it for the men that would, for instance, teach blacksmithing skills or anything like that?
Well, they would have stuff over at the college,
for them.
You know, for that kind of thing. They would, have them go up there and give demonstrations. And the college has always tried to work well with the agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been hard. It still is. You know people here off the college now. There's so much going on up there that they could learn from, but they won't take advantage of it. I don't know why.
We're talking SUNY Cobleskill.
Yeah.
At this point.
SUNY Cobleskill.
That was operational in 46, or?
That, yes. Oh, yes. We had four buildings up there. That was it. Four. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other side hill, yeah.
All now called
the
quad.
Yeah, look at it today. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And was that mainly agricultural?
Uh-huh. Well, it's mainly agriculture, but now that they put in these four-year courses,
yeah,
you know, that are just blooming, and they bring the kids in. But then, when the kids came up here to college, they had to do the work. There was no more of the stuff somebody else does it. They did it.
Right.
They would be out there plowing, they would be out there furrowing, they would be out there learning. I don't know what they do now. They don't learn that whole thing. But yes, it was a working college then, and they had the four buildings. That was it. But they had hopes for expansion, the same as, and over the years, of course, they expanded. They had to, or they wouldn't be in existence. But well, as I say, all these things would work together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would work together,
mm-hmm.
And I think that was part of the success here, really. Was the cooperation that they got from everybody else.
Right.
Had to.
Competitively.
Yeah.
You had Schoharie County.
Yeah.
Which was Buckley, Zeno, Flora, yourself, Zay, Cisco, etc.
That was us.
All the other counties, Schenectady and Albany, didn't have, at least when you were here, didn't have anybody who was equivalent.
No.
How
not
many,
at that point.
How many other counties throughout the state had what Schoharie had?
I don't know. I don't know.
Schoharie was the first.
So it was the first soil conservation district here.
Okay.
Do you think that followed then that the Soil Conservation Service was the first started here in the state?
First put people in here.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm
so
sure
you think
they were.
That was the first?
I'm sure they were.
Because you had to have a district before you could have the soil conservation.
Yes. And they had to invite Soil Conservation Service in because it was their district. And you supposedly were doing things they wanted you to do, but it was strictly soil conservation. Yeah?
Okay. The people, Buckley, et cetera, were federal employees.
Yep.
But the district was from the county.
Yes.
Who was the county supervisor at that point?
For that, it might have been Russ Selkirk. I'm not sure. You could look it up.
You think he would have been the chairman of the Board of Supervisors?
No, he would have been in the Board of Supervisors.
Okay. But he would have maybe been the chairman of the Board of Directors for the Soil and Water Conservation?
No, I don't believe that.
Okay.
No, I'm trying to remember. We had Sam Leaf one time was the chairman of the Board of Directors. We were wishing he was anywhere else.
Okay.
But they was a separate entity again. Yeah, that was separate.
It would be interesting because they were the first ones who invited you in.
Yes, yes. It was an invitation, you know, hey, how about sending somebody in? But I wasn't here in 1941 or two, you know.
Right.
But gradually they filled it in. But when I was here, that we were the federal employees. Yeah.
Do you remember people coming out from other counties or from the state to see what you were doing?
Oh, yeah. We often had people in, yeah.
Do you remember especially who they were, or was there anybody of note?
Just from the state office. They were here a lot. They kept a pretty good eye on us. They had to.
I'm not sure that they were keeping a good eye on you as opposed to actually trying to find out what your secret of success was.
Yes, I think so, because they were successful. They obviously... Yeah. I mean, look at your building and everything. They obviously are successful here now.
Yeah.
But I think without these people that put their heart and soul into it at first and worked so hard, that it wouldn't have happened. I really don't think so, because these were hardcore farmers. My grandfather did it. His father did it. I do it. That was what you got.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, there's nothing against that, but that's the way they were. And they had to overcome all that.
Who directed the projects that were completed in the county? Were they started by the Soil and Water District or the Soil Conservation Service?
No, I think it was that they wanted a district.
Okay.
Somebody was up on that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Soil Conservation Service had anything to do with that point until they were asked to come in and give the supervision, you know, with the trained employees. Because they were all highly trained people that came in here, always.
You mentioned strip cropping. Were there what other practice? Strip cropping and farm ponds?
Farm
what were
ponds,
the biggest?
Reforestation, crop management, you know, from you don't plant corn here all the time. You
rotation
crop rotation. They taught them a lot of that. And they would use the soil maps for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and say, look, this is what you've got, but you're not going to have it if you don't use it right.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. But
if so, say Mr. Buckley had suggested a practice on a farm,
yeah,
and it didn't get done, what was more likely the reason it didn't get done? Was it funding, or was it they just didn't agree with?
They back out. You know, they just back off. No, you're not going to do that to my farm. But there weren't too many of those once they got acclimated to mm-hmm. what it was going to do for their farm.
Right.
Because even though they were stubborn, they were interested in what was going to happen with their farm.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, people that liked farming as well as these men did, and they could farm along with the rest of them, all of them, it was really good. They were a pleasure to watch because they got along with the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Schoharie seems to have a bunch of dairy farms.
A bunch of what?
Dairy farms.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
And they also have a bunch of crop farms.
Yeah.
Cauliflower, for instance.
Yeah.
Buckley or whoever push the cauliflower for some and dairy for the others? Or?
No. If they were dairy farmers, that's what they were.
Right.
You know, they never tried to change them over. The only thing that they would say is if they wanted to go to cropping, you know, field crops, he'd say, it's not going to make it on this soil, you know. And then they'd show them
mm-hmm.
that it wouldn't pay them. But are your farms down there on the flats are beautiful, regular farms.
Okay.
And they still have, up back in the hills and back of the farms, still have dairy. But this is dairy country here. Well, it has been over
in the hills.
Mm-hmm. It always will be.
Did they ever get into sheep or other animals?
Well, they do have some sheep in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that promoted by these people?
To ask to go in there? No.
Yeah.
I think the farmers picked it up and, you know, they come in and say, hey, how will we do here? Mm-hmm. You know, we'll do my land good, will pay me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We had, what the heck was his name? He lived out on Schoharie Hill, and he had a lot of sheep. He was one of the, forget what that is. It was.
Not Croft.
Well, he had sheep.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have a lot of sheep here. You know, but then they go off into some of these, different cows, different kinds of cows. Like, here for a while, they were Belgian banded cows, you know, with the stripe
right.
around them, you know what I mean? And then the college would help with some of this, because they went for a while with Charlet.
Right.
Cows.
Right.
And they're kind of odd boys, but the college helped a lot with bringing some of those things in. If the farmer thought he could make money on them, you know, without endangering what he had. But then some would never get past whole seeds because they gave more milk. You know, it was a case
right.
of money, so. But I don't believe that they said, no, don't do this. They suggest to them, you'd be better off moving these here to this part of your farm or something. Yeah,
okay.
But that divorced them.
Okay.
It was suggestion. And then they make the farmer see why they were saying it. Yeah. They made a believer out of me.
Did they ever teach courses on farm management, the economics?
Oh, yeah, they would bring people in to do that. Yes,
okay.
They would. Yeah, that came later, though, you know, after they got things stolen. Yeah. But you, then by then they had the college that would do that stuff.
Okay.
You know, that it's expanded, so you can't believe how it expanded when it started, mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you came up here, probably 1% of the farms may have had tractors.
Yeah.
And by the time you left, probably 90%
yeah.
of them did. What was the relationship of this group to tractors, mechanical mechanization of the farm?
Well, they all had good, sturdy farm equipment.
Uh-huh.
That was very important to them. Well, you know that. And as they increased, they could increase their production. Anything that would increase their production, they would try to use. Yeah. And the farm ponds, of course, helped to go in with fire protection, you know.
Right.
That you'd be surprised how many farm ponds they built around here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did they ever coordinate the farm ponds with the volunteer fire departments?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They, you know, yes. If the, because we had one built 1 year. They came in, you know, Soil Conservation came in and laid it all out for us because we lived out on Route 10
mm-hmm.
and we were 7 miles out of town and we had no fire protection. So they came out and they built it and we paid, you know, for the building and they planned it all out, the aides did. And I can't tell you how many fires that put out there in Janesville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Protection, yeah. So it was for everything, yeah. Oh yeah, we tried with everything. With cooperation with any agency that they could work with, would they do it. I was very proud of those men. yeah. Well, I hope I've been some help.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to look at some pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would, especially if they're old ones, you know.
I do. I have
this
some
is
old
true. This, I couldn't have written this. I couldn't write that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Yeah, I could have written that nice years ago. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, how can I tell from the back?
I know. Somebody was taking pictures of people in the back.